Hey there, it's Charles again. Welcome back for session two. Today the focus is on the daily principle of waking up, exploring how you wake up and how this impacts the quality of your day and your life, and then exploring some ways that might enhance or optimize how it is that you wake up each day and maybe each moment. Each morning we wake up from sleep, from the world of dreams, and then we might step right into another dream world, the world of automatic habit, autopilot. And then we have the chance to wake up again, to really just this brand new experience, opening your eyes up again and again to just this. So we'll explore the process of waking up in the morning, and then waking up again and again throughout the day. Okay, and now if you'd like to close your eyes, you can gently do so. If not, that's also fine. Just choose how you would like to optimally engage with this session today. Whether it's sitting in meditation, or taking notes, or moving around, all are welcome by me. But just make a clear choice now, and come back to that choice whenever your mind inevitably wanders away. Just come back to the clear choice of this is how I want to spend this time, just for this short time, together. And now I'll ask you the question again, why are you here, and what do you most deeply want? The answer might be different today than the last time, but just clearly state this in your mind. And answer however you like. It might be specific or more vague. Just try to be as honest as you can and try to provide an answer that is coming from you and not from someone or somewhere else. Why are you here and what do you most deeply want? Okay, and now let's take a few moments to settle in together and ground ourselves in this alive, present moment that we're both living in. And so see if you can embody the posture and the attitude of like a flower that is rooted firmly and deeply in the ground, and then is reaching up and out from those roots naturally toward the energy of the sun. The sun being this present moment that is all around you and is within you, only right now. Naturally opening toward all of this, seeing it, even if your eyes are closed, hearing it, feeling it, for the first time, brand new. Feeling your roots in the earth. Feeling connected with your current physical environment, and then stretching up and out from those roots to receive all of this, and to receive the message that I have for you today, as fully and openly as you can, an empty cup ready to be filled. And you might just take a few deep breaths in this space. Breathing in deeply and breathing out and letting the exhale go all the way out completely. And then just waiting for the inhale to come back in naturally on its own. And you can just settle into the natural rhythm of the breath. However it is, and settle into this experience here with me. Okay, so last time I gave you an overview of each of the 10 daily principles and talked about focusing on the mini mountain of one day, of today, as opposed to the overall mountain of a lifetime. and I discussed how we might let go of overall goals like success, happiness, love, contentment. These things cannot be forced into being, and are really just feelings that happen, and we experience them. I'm reminded of the quote from Viktor Frankl, "Happiness ensues, but cannot be pursued." Happiness ensues, but cannot be pursued. But you can pursue this one step here in front of you. You can prepare the soil of your garden right now. You can plant seeds. And then the outcomes, the fruits, will naturally grow on their own. You can pursue this step. Absorb yourself in taking this one step the best you can as you are now, and the rest will take care of itself naturally. Absorb yourself in this action, and the goal vanishes. So today, let's explore the first condition to prepare, the very first thing you can prepare in a day. Let's investigate the action of waking up. I'll share how I approach waking up. I'll talk about the concept of waking up in a few different ways, and then I'll give you a moment at the end to identify one actionable step for you to experiment with before the next session in terms of how you wake up. So now maybe just reflect for a moment on how it is that you wake up in the morning. What time do you wake up? What is the waking up process like for you? Envision yourself waking up in the morning. What does it look like? What does it feel like? The way you wake up is the action that sets the momentum for the rest of your day. The possibility for your day is already significantly narrowed by the way you wake up. Just before the instant of arising in the morning, it's like you're at a crossroads with many different paths available to you. And then once you've woken up and started down one path, the number of paths now available for the rest of the day are much fewer. That one action, the way you wake up and step out of bed, determines to some extent the possibility for the whole day. So it seems really important to me to take some control over this process in whatever way you can, and to have it be something that facilitates and supports the rest of your day, versus something that is actively working against you, or that you have to expend energy to recover from. I can say personally that I used to sleep in as late as I could, and give myself as little time as possible between waking up and starting work. And I would stay up as late as possible to enjoy my personal time. That's what I saw as my me time. Maybe I'd watch shows or play video games or engage in some form of distraction. But something shifted several years ago, and I realized that in order to live the life that I really want to be living at large, a life that feels meaningful and fulfilling and that I'm really proud of, I need to wake up early and not stay up late so that I can wake up early. And now the morning might be, well, it is my favorite part of the day. The stillness of it, the calmness of it, the possibility of it, and the natural energy that's been refilled overnight that I feel. It's a beautiful thing to experience, and it's honestly kind of magical, that early morning stillness. And it supports everything else I want to do during the day. It's like a dietary requirement for the life that I most deeply want to live. And if I don't prioritize it, it's like I'm actively starving myself. So maybe reflect for a moment now on how your waking up process either feeds you or starves you. So I'll share with you now about my waking up process. I think it might be helpful to walk you through what it looks like for me. And so this has evolved over time and is constantly evolving, but here's the current status. So I've been waking up at 5:30 each day. But now going through and creating this course, I'm realizing that I'd like to move it to 5. I've learned that waking up early sets the tone for the rest of the day, and it ensures that I have the time in the morning to center myself before I move into the momentum of work and whatever other tasks the day calls for. But waking up early was a real struggle to ingrain, because I used to just cherish those extra minutes of snoozing. And one key ingredient to ingraining the habit has simply been to have my alarm in another room. If my phone is next to me, it's just too easy to press snooze, and as much as I might have the intention and motivation to wake up early, that me that is sleeping and is warm under the covers is a different me than me right now that is fully awake and clearly focused on the life I really want to be living. They're just honestly different people. And I don't hold anything against that other me, I totally get it. So for this reason, I have my alarm away from the bed so that I need to get up to turn it off. I preemptively remove the option to hit snooze while I'm still under the covers. And by the time I've taken the steps to get to my alarm, my mindset has shifted. I might not be totally awake yet, but I've shifted out of the snooze version of myself and started to embody and remember the deeper version. So I get up, turn off the alarm, drink some water, splash some water on my face, and then I'm ready to move into the next step of the day, what I like to call calibration. It's the next principle that I'll discuss in the next session. Okay, so that's waking up. Very simple, and it might seem overly obvious, but I think it's so important to do this in a way that supports the rest of your day and really your life. Okay, so to finish up today, and this is how I'll finish each session, we're going to slow down and just connect with the spirit of this first principle, waking up. Feeling the spirit of this action beyond just the word, beyond the conceptual label, and connect with the spirit of climbing the mountain of just one day. The word spirit is rooted in the word breath, or to breathe, respiration. So let's just breathe in and out, feeling the spirit of waking up. The spirit of this first essential step to climbing the mountain of one day. Simply breathe in and out and connect with the feeling of how this principle is playing out in your life. And there's no right way to do this. You might just allow sensations or images or even ideas or thoughts to arise in your mind and just let it happen. Be open to it as you breathe in and out. So join me here just for a minute, feeling the breath and feeling the spirit of waking up, whatever that brings up for you. So breathing in, waking up, and breathing out. The spirit of truly waking up. Waking up with energy and life. Breathing that feeling in and out. Connecting to not only waking up in the morning, but again and again throughout the day. When we get lost in the thinking mind, mental time travel to the future or the past, it's almost like we're asleep and dreaming during the day. And then we have a chance to wake up again and again. And remember, this is all happening now. And this is my one chance to live how I truly want to live. So I better be fully awake for it. Breathing in, feeling the fullness of being wide awake. And breathing out, opening up to the miracle of this happening right now here in front of you. Then you might take a few more deep breaths. If your eyes were closed, you can gently open them now. And you might move around or shake or stretch, whatever might feel good right now. And before we end today, I'd like you to consider one thing to experiment with in your waking up routine. One adjustment that you feel is doable. And to try it out, if you're up for it, before our next time together. So what is one actionable item that you would like to try in your waking up process? When you think of how you'd ideally like to wake up, what's one thing you can try in the direction of that? It might be waking up 10 minutes earlier, moving your alarm away from the bed, changing what you do right after you wake up, just one thing. You can decide that now, or you might think about it after we're done. And again, it might be helpful to journal at the same time as you're going through this course in between sessions. So you might begin a journaling sort of document and write how you approach each of these different principles, and maybe add one actionable item to each one as you go through. So for today, waking up, thinking of one thing that you might experiment with in your waking up routine that would help it become something that is more supporting of your day and of the way you live your life. All right, well, I'm really excited to have started this process with you, and I look forward to being with you next time when we'll explore the principle of calibration. This is the deep, intentional course correction of your ship before you set out to the sea of your day. This is the next step after waking up, to ground you and prepare you for a day that is meaningful and fully lived. Thanks so much for joining me.